grilling guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. We're surviving it this week. It's the Labor Day weekend, and we're prepping for the upcoming
end of the world.
End of the world party. But
no, it's not the end of the world. It's apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear, the place in Florida, they make these hurricane cakes at Publix down there.
And, okay.
And they've been shamed into not making them anymore because people are staying home and eating the cake instead of getting out of Dodge when the storms come.
That's a personal. I don't think a cake's going
to
make
somebody
me
always
stay in
wants
hurricane.
To pee on a parade.
Right?
Just
yeah.
Throw a parade. It's, you'll
yeah.
find
it's
out.
Like, hey, don't make those cakes. It's affecting people.
Yeah,
okay?
They make a really strong drink in Louisiana called
right.
Hurricane
that's
too.
Right.
That would alter my judgment more than a cake. I'm pretty sure.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about things you can stack. Flour, salt, sugar, three basics, right?
Yeah.
And then some spices, maybe yeast, dry packets of yeast, and oil. Big deal, having oil. You'd be surprised how much you need oil if you don't have any. You take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We have Old World Olive Company, so we have the best oils in the world.
Yeah.
But what do you do if the stores get, you know, just literally ransacked because the crowds panic and...
Well, we saw a glimpse of that.
Yeah, we did, and that was nothing.
Right, and I don't know. I guess my day-to-day life, I don't plan as well as maybe I should because I'm literally maybe a few days out with everything that I'm thinking about.
Sure,
and
sure.
I'm not looking down the road, but...
I think we just saw a glimpse of it, though,
right.
with these tornadoes. Like, we didn't have power for days.
Yeah.
You probably did, but
well, yeah,
we did not.
Those are very, very geographic specific. I'm not making light of the people that suffered it because it's tragic, and luckily we didn't have a lot of loss of life with something like that. The hurricanes are hitting in the south and east right now, and it's that season, and there's a lot of people that are going to go through a big crap show.
I'm still surprised that we have all of our power on power lines and poles.
Well, there's some underground, but most
not
of it
much,
is.
Not yeah. much. When I built back in 89, I had to hire, of course, the power, the gas company. No, I didn't even have gas back then. It was propane. But the electric company, to run the power back to my house, it was a fortune because my driveway is 900 feet long.
Right.
Well, to run it underground at the time was going to be $5,000 extra.
Right.
Well, do you know how many times they've had to come out because trees keep knocking the lines out?
Oh, sure.
They could have cut that price in half and saved themselves a whole bunch of money.
Sure, sure.
So your power is one thing that you can be without, and so having a good generator is a great thing. And no, you can't count on solar. No, you can't count on wind. It doesn't work. We found out.
Right.
But we just went through a little period, and a lot of the people in the country or in rural areas we have learned to be more self-sufficient because we don't live right by a supermarket. We don't have a little market on the corner we can just go to and get that gallon of milk or whatever we want. So we have to store things up. So that's why I think a pantry is such a good idea.
So you know what I think is a good idea is a propane grill or a wood-burning grill. Both of those
yes.
are your heat source.
Absolutely.
And this is the Grilling Guys, so we're going to talk a little bit about taking some of that food stored out of your freezer, which I have, right? We talked about the chest freezer or the stand-up.
And Sobey will tell you,
right.
you got to keep using that
right.
because bacteria grows
yep.
in the freezer.
Yes, it does.
So it doesn't last forever.
So I found a whole pork loin with like 6 or 7 bones in it. We talked about that in the first segment. That's going on the smoker this week. End here for the Labor Day, and we're going to have a little bit of fun.
You probably still have a little bit of beef from that one I got a year ago.
Not a lot of it.
Use it.
When Everett got home, our son, he was the hockey player that hung up the skates. When he got home, he was on a burger diet. He ate beef every day.
Well, he had some good burgers.
Yes, he did. Yes,
did he like it?
Yeah, oh yeah. But,
yeah,
but it's
good hamburger.
It's tapped out now.
Well, yeah. He can buy the next cow.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. He's not doing that so much, but I might. But anyway, so yeah, it is Labor Day weekend, and we've been talking some serious stuff here. But to lighten it up just a little bit, this is a great time to get out, do some family stuff, get everybody around you, and just grill some stuff that everybody likes. Ask your family. You know what? You go to Sobey Meats, you can walk up and down that meat counter. He's got 80 feet of great ideas right in front of you. So, you know, if you like chicken, you like pork, you like beef, he's got some, you know, wings, whatever it is, get out there and grab some of that or a little bit of all of it and just have some fun on your grill.
And that's a great example of how I think we need to live in the future is to have relationships with suppliers.
Yeah.
Your local farmer. I got this guy by me that grows incredible produce. He's on Lincoln Lake Avenue north of town, guy.
Yep.
Well, I know his son, and this guy is probably in his 70s, and you would not believe the amount of produce he puts out. And he's only farming like 2 or 3 acres out of the 80 that he's got. And the amount of food he produces from a few acres is incredible.
Yeah.
But having relationships like that. So do you right now, while the tomatoes are popping like crazy, do you can some? I don't think it's stupid.
Right.
It's wonderful. And you can, my mother always canned.
Right. I have never canned anything in my life, but what you do have in your house is this thing called a TV, and on that TV there's this thing called YouTube. And you've got, I know people that YouTube almost
everything
and then try it themselves. Yeah. I've got a niece that is very, very, what do I want to say? She's a high style, okay?
Uh-huh.
But she goes into house repair, and she YouTubes something and fixes it, right? Something goes wrong
with
her
house. That's what my daughter Maggie does.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Yep.
Very, very feminine, not a working girl.
But is not afraid to do something.
Not afraid, right, exactly. And taking that bull by the horns and getting her done.
Canning's a great example. And, you know, when I grew up, of course, you know, my folks were Depression era, as yours probably were, and those people had to live off the land. My grandpa raised beef on the Nirmico farm in the UP, but they never ate it.
Right.
They ate venison all the time.
Right.
So my mother used to love to go out to the Nirmico farm because she said they had meat.
Yeah.
They had meat. That was a thing.
Yeah.
And we take it so for granted.
Right.
But venison's a great example of something you can can. Have you ever had canned venison?
Yes, I have, and it's good.
It's wonderful.
It's really good.
If people don't like venison, you feed them some, you know, you can cube up about any piece of venison and saute it, put some gravy in the jar and fill it with meat, and then take a high pressure cooker, say, and can it. You have to like pressure cook it for like 3 hours to make sure all the bacteria is out of it. But man, when I was in college, I came home. My parents came home from the service, went to Ferris, and it was middle of the winter, and I'm just broke, you know. I'm just a college kid, and call my parents every weekend or whatever. And Mom asked what we were eating, and I said, "Oh, you know, I'm living off basically olives from the bar I was bartending in." And she says, "Well, go out to the house. There's all kinds of roasts in the freezer, and get the canning jars." And so I went out there and I thought, oh, this is so nice. Look at this pantry. It's stocked in the basement. And that canned venison, my wife does not eat venison any longer, but I'll tell you what, when she was in college, she thought it was like the best meat she ever had because we simply warmed up a jar of it and poured it over noodles. And it's so tender. You couldn't prove to anybody that it's a wild game.
Right.
So that's a great.
It tastes like roast beef. And it really does.
Yeah. And you don't have to have a freezer. Right. So if you are without power, let's say you are without power and you got a bunch of meat in your freezer, can it.
Right. Yep.
Take it out.
Yeah. Don't lose it. If it starts to thaw, you can can it and then
it'll grill,
keep
like you said.
Yep.
Use your grill. And that's another great point. How many propane tanks do you have?
4.
Me too.
Yep.
I got 2 of them empty right now, and I feel a little panicky. It's like, oh, my reserves are gone.
Yeah, and I try to find one of those filling stations. They're around. Just look for them rather than an exchange because you get more gas, and it costs a lot less if you use one of those. I have a U-Haul right around the corner from my house, and they'll go over there, and for $16, you get a heavier tank than the ones that you swap out for $20, you know. But anyway.
Do you have a fireplace?
No, I don't. Nope.
So you have no way of heating your house in the winter?
Nope, other than the furnace.
All right.
Yep. All right, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. Hey, I hope you get out there and fire up a grill in your backyard. It's a Labor Day weekend. Have some fun and create some grill envy wherever you are.
Yeah, see ya.